Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a love and a man.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Little SRV bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Audrey Levitino is our guest, our new friend, author of Woman Powered Farm. She's a farmer and currently running it by yourself, right, Audrey?
Right. At this time,
how many acres?
It's very small. I mean, we own 23 acres, but I only farm an acre and a half.
Okay.
So it's a small farm. It's just that's why I can.
What are your plans?
My plans, you know, I really have to decide now, as I mentioned to you before, whether, because it's getting to be a lot of work, because I grow a little bit every year, I try new things, and I either have to decide to get somebody out here to help me, or I have to cut back and specialize a little bit.
I gotta ask the question, are you making money, or is it a hobby?
Well, I am making money. It took me about 3 years to actually start
that's
making money.
That's pretty good, Audrey. 3 years is pretty... You know, the government gives you longer than that to make money.
They do, exactly. And that's why, you know, my husband was like, well, don't worry about it. Keep trying. Keep going.
Good for you. But what is your hour... What do you estimate your hourly wage is? It's below minimum wage, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't even... Sometimes, if I start thinking about that, I just get too depressed and frustrated.
Well, see, that's the way small business owners are, Audrey.
Yeah.
If we didn't love what we do, how would we do this? I mean, any good, sharp small business owner could make a lot more money in a lot of ways, especially in the early years, doing something else.
But that's what a couple of other women farmers that I talked to said, you know, I'm working hard all the time, but they say, I'm doing what I love all the time, too, on my own land, and that's huge. That's a big compensation for a lot of
What would be the two roads that you would travel? One less, one more. What would that look like?
Well, you know, if I were to hire a couple of people, I would definitely expand and do more things that had to do with events, using my flowers for weddings.
Right. Okay.
I'd grow.
So you definitely would focus more on flowers. You wouldn't get more into vegetables or livestock or anything like that.
No, I don't think that I would. We've got, you know, the thing is, especially after writing this book and interviewing a lot of the women farmers in my area, and seeing what the livestock farming is like, I am just so in awe of what they do. It's you know, like I said, when you've got animals that you're taking care of that have to be tended,
every day.
Have a choice. You've got to be out there. And I mean, I feel like I'm almost overwhelmed now, but I see what they do, and they laugh at that because they think that growing row crops is more work. They're like, well, your crop is perishable. If you don't sell it
right away,
you don't make any money. I can put mine in the freezer. So it's funny how we each look at each other and go, oh, how can you do that? That's so much work, you know? But there's just, you know, pluses and minuses to any type of farming. And
you've got hot houses, don't you? You got...
I've got two unheated structures. You know, we call them either hoop houses or high tunnels. They're basically metal frames with plastic.
But you grow garden, you grow your flowers in.
Yeah, and we can get an early start on the season and go a little bit later, and that really helps, and it helps overwinter crops that like their roots a little bit warmer. That's a big help. If I didn't have that, I don't think I'd really be able to be as competitive as I am.
And how long have you been farming?
I've been flower farming 11 years.
And what do you see yourself 10 years from now?
That's a great question, and that's something that I think I want to think about more. That's what my plan for this winter is, to kind of, you know, I've kind of taken my first business plan as far as it can go, and I need to work on that next sort of 5-year plan. And it's important, I think, to have that, because otherwise you're not prepared.
Have you thought about partnering with another woman farmer? And so, because you talked about how much, you know, men have it easier and that sort of thing. When I had my farm, when I was farming, there was a neighbor, a guy that I knew. We both had day jobs, but we both farmed pretty livestock, a lot of livestock, and And we would help each other. I'd help him work his cattle. He'd help me work my cattle. Have you thought about doing that?
I like the way you think. That is such a great idea. And I, you know, my first thought for that is my sister is a farmer. She lives out in California right now.
That's too far away because you're in Virginia.
Yeah, I keep trying to convince her to come out here, to move
right.
out here.
Where is your farm, by the way?
It is it's in central Virginia near Charlottesville. We're
about
20 minutes away from Charlottesville.
Well, that's God's country.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful country. That's one of the most beautiful places in the United States of America.
Well, you know, that's what inspired me to start farming was we moved here and bought property here, and I was going in to work every day and inside all day long.
It's a beautiful country.
Why aren't I outside on my farm? I could be doing so much there. And so I finally said, well, why don't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm lucky enough that, you know, my husband has a full-time job. We don't have children, so we don't have that extra.
Right.
You know, that's a big expense. Kids are a big.
That was how my mother was a successful female farmer. She had a son. So Woman Powered Farm is the title of the book, Manual for Self-Sufficient Lifestyle from Homestead to Field. The photography, which Michael, your husband, took, is really exciting. It's, folks, you're going to love it. This is a book you'll read, but then you'll put it on the coffee table.
Oh, that is so nice. Thank you.
Yes. I love the book. I need a website, and tell us how we can find it.
Well, my website is www.tedslaststand, all one word.
That's the name of a farm.
Ted was our first rooster, and we named our farm after him because he was actually the only gentleman rooster I've ever met. He was just a southern gentleman, and every rooster since then has just been what you would typically think
yeah,
of a rooster.
Didn't measure up to Ted. Tedslaststand.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And the book's available wherever books are sold.
That is correct.
Hey, Audrey, will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
I would love that, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been really a pleasure.
We've enjoyed having you. Come back soon. Audrey Levantino, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.